Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
And the two of you, Melanie and Mark, you both had the same news story. Mark had it last night. We didn't get to it. Melanie, you brought it in tonight. Do you have that ready? Because it's about a mother who apparently made it look like she was piercing her child's dimple, was it?
Yeah, so she...
And people got mad.
Right. Well, because she presented it as a real photo. She went on Facebook and she had photoshopped a picture of her infant child with a cheek piercing.
Okay.
And her infant child is cute.
Yeah. And, I mean, to be fair, this is not what a baby would look like if you had just stabbed it through the face. So, and maybe, I don't know, maybe people don't think about that, but, so she posted that she had just pierced her child's cheek. And, okay, so here's the post right here. So, I got the baby girl's dimple pierced. It looks cute, right? I just know she's going to love it. She'll thank me when she's older, LOL. If she decides she doesn't like it, she can just take it out. No big deal. I'm the parent. She is my child. I will do whatever I want. I made her. I own her.
And she's just trolling, right? Like, this was a complete
photo. Whoa. These people do not know that that's what's going on.
The people that are responding don't realize
that.
Right. But it's all fake. She's just BSing people. And now, where did she post this? On her Facebook? Or
Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Children own themselves. Parents are trustees of the children.
Okay. I've definitely heard people make the argument within the libertarian community that that they own their kids. I've heard that before.
I've ironically heard that more from libertarians than regular people. And I think that's because libertarians kind of have to face that because they don't think anybody's owned. So then... what about children? And kind of the lazy way is like, oh, I own them because I'm allowed to tell them they can't run in the traffic and not really go any further than that. Or if you just, you know, want to do whatever it is you want to do.
You can take your teenage children, put them to work and keep their paychecks. I mean, it's the closest thing to slavery that we have.
And the state can arrest you, put you to work and keep your paycheck. That doesn't establish... ownership or morality that establishes
power. You're talking about
power.
Legitimate ownership. I mean, okay, fine. It's power. The functionally, the difference between sort of a right and power in the society that we have today is mitigable at best.
Apparently, this lady got threatened with death, is what I heard from Mark when he was telling me about this yesterday.
That's what it said.
So people took this real seriously, and I really wish we could have read some of those comments. You said she deleted the post from her Facebook page, so poof, there goes, you know, all the comments unless somebody happened to screenshot it. Presumably she deleted it because of the negativity. She probably just thought it was going to be a fun photo for her friends to see.
No, she thought it was going to
guard.
She did it on purpose.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought she was just trolling people.
No, she was trying to make a point about circumcision.
Oh, no kidding. Huh. Okay. So female or male?
Well, male, because that's what's legal in most, or in the West.
In the West. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I got even more respect for it now as, something that she did. And, you know, people are trying to do what they can on Facebook. It's not real activism or anything like that, but, I appreciate her intentions here. So
people's comments here, it says, no, it don't look cute. I don't see the point in that.
Where is this, on the Daily Mail? Or?
Daily Mail piece, yeah.
Okay.
I had a friend in high school whose mother had pierced her ears when she was a baby, and she had gone from sort of having ear holes to slits. Now, this was before the whole gauged earring thing was a thing, and by the time I saw her again in her mid to late 20s, she now had her ear was sectioned, you know, like the hole
like a tongue, like
a slit, and had been forked essentially.
Right, so like a forked tongue on a lizard or something like that.
Yeah, it didn't flay out, but I mean, it was rounded on both ends with the sort of in the slit in the middle. Hmm. And I mean, she hadn't gone and gotten plastic surgery to fix that yet. I presume she has now. Hmm. I don't know, but either way, the decision that her mother made was probably not one that she relished would've. In her late 20s.
Right.
So my goal for my son is to deliver him on an 18th birthday with a whole complete body. Mm. And he can then do to that body what he wants.
That's very nice
point.
Of you. Very thoughtful.
But, you know, I tend to think that the choices he's going to make after that are probably going to be poor. So, you know, there you go. Also, she says, no, never in a million years are my kids or any babies in my house getting their flipping cheeks pierced. What next? Baby eyebrows? Baby tongues? And F, what is the world coming to? They're babies, not baby dolls. And I'm all for circumcision, too. Here's the question I would ask to the audience, because the vast majority of the audience is probably pro-circumcision, or at least neutral on circumcision.
I wonder about that.
I would think that they are.
All right. Let's find out.
And I would ask you this. Do all medical procedures have risk?
Yes.
Are people more likely to get MRSA? In a hospital or out of it?
In a hospital.
Have babies therefore died from receiving circumcisions in hospitals in the United States?
I'd bet that it happened.
And there's a difference between medical procedures and cosmetic surgery.
As the lone parent in the room, I mean, Melanie had commented, but I'm curious to hear what you think about the idea that do parents own their children? Because some people believe that.
No. But I think they functionally do. I think that as a child is, the younger a child is, the more that child is completely, you know, like the responsibility lies with you. And, you know, responsibility and privilege are inexorably linked. So, you know, that I think that libertarianism has a long and sullied history with sort of, you know, what parents' rights are for children and that sort of thing. I prefer to flee to the terminology, you don't own a child, they are your ward.
Hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's very difficult to look at this particular, you know, aspect. My son is going to have to do some things that he is ordered to do, right? Like, no, but no, libertarians hate this terminology, you know, free will and all that, but ultimately there are orders that are issued and the orders must be obeyed or they will be enforced.
Take out the trash.
Well, you know, the trash, he just isn't he's just gonna have a rough day, right?
Is it hard to take the trash out of your house?
No. At certain ages, yeah, it is.
He just doesn't want to do it.
Okay. I was going to say, I remember starting when I was pretty young taking out the trash. And
if I've got an appointment,
wasn't a big deal.
If I've got an appointment and he doesn't want to get in the car, he's going to get in the car.
Right.
Now, the older he gets, the more likely he can stay at home, and then getting in the car doesn't get to be as important or whatever it might be. But ultimately, you know, there's force is going to be used at some point. So, you know, if you feel like I've run around this issue, it's because I run around this issue.
We were talking about circumcision and the numbers behind it. I did a little, you know, quick search, and I did find a story from 2015 at YouGov.com that according to their statistics, their latest research, which I'm not sure exactly, you know, how it was conducted, but they did say here that 62% of American men have said they are circumcised, 27% said no, 11% said they prefer not to say. And then another question that they asked is, do you wish that you had not been circumcised? So asked of that 62% who had been circumcised, of the 62% of men in America in 2015 who had been circumcised, 86% of them say that they do not wish that they had not been circumcised, meaning that they are glad
everything's fine
that they were circumcised, and only 10% say that they wish their parents had not circumcised them, while 4% said they didn't want to say.
10% is a large number. It doesn't matter to me what percentage of people, you know, like if 90% of people say yes, I think it's great that we perform this, you know, this needless operation on kids. That, again, I'm going to reiterate this, every medical procedure has risks, that infections from MRSA, sepsis, and a variety of other things are more likely if you are, you know, have an operation in a hospital versus someplace else, because that's where these things happen.
Question: should circumcisions be routine? And men between the ages of 18 and 29, only 33% said they should be routine.
Well, it's still a third of people saying, yes, we should cosmetic surgery on newborns.
No doubt. But then when you go up to 30 to 44, men those ages, 43% say it should be routine. Ages 45 to 64 goes up to 52% saying it should be routine. And finally, 65 plus, a whole 63% of those people are saying that it should be, or those men are saying that it should be routine. At least I presume they were talking to men still here in this particular case. But either way, people those ages. So you can see there is definitely, you know, a big difference in age groups as far as what people believe about circumcision. But interestingly, there's also a lot of people in the younger age category who answered that they're not sure. So 41% in the 18 to 29 said they're not sure. 30 to 44-year-old said 40% of them, so about the same. So they weren't sure. People between 46 and 64, 35% of them said they're not sure. And then older folks, 65 plus, only 22% of them. So they've made up their mind by their older age on this issue.
They've made up their mind about everything.
So I did have the statistics for 1994 through 2006. And I thought it was interesting that there's some pretty different percentages between different areas of the United States.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I also already knew that, so maybe that's cheating, but you have different everything across different areas.
Yeah, it's a different place. There's no doubt. But it's a drastic difference between, let's say, the western region of the United States. And this is across more than a decade. So 1994 to 2006, they show you year by year what percentage of males are circumcised. And the biggest percentage is in the north central region of the United States, where pretty much across the board, it's about 8 out of 10. As of 2006, it was a little bit less than 8 out of 10 males. So 80%.
Males or boys? I thought you said boys before.
Well, you know, it says here boys, but obviously boys become males. So, you know, we're talking
sure,
about...
Sure, but if you're talking about, men...
What percentage of men choose to get themselves circumcised
later on?
Well,
right, but there's a difference between an incident rate and a rate...
And doing it to yourself,
right? Well, no, but so if they're talking about the rate of in newborns, that's tells you something completely different than if it's the rate in all males. Because mm-hmm. if it's the rate in all males and it's only going down by 3%, then that's a drastic reduction in it continuing to happen because only a small percentage of all males are newborns.
You were surprised, it sounded like, when you found out that they had a vodka sponsor today.
Because there's my solid proof that they are a communist radio station because what? they were taking contributions from the Kabursky lab and they had Russian spies working for that company. So if you were to check out the Tito's vodka company, you're going to find out they're going to have Russian spies working in that company.
Well, that is awfully speculative, because right now it looks like Tito's vodka, you had said they were Russian, but... a basic Google search reveals their website, titosvodka.com. They're not a sponsor, by the way, since you brought it up. It says here that they're made in Austin, Texas.
But they can be if they email me at mark@freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so Austin, Texas, they claim it's handmade vodka, whatever that means.
Every person in Russia is not Vladimir Putin. Like, this is something that, I'm not attacking you specifically, but this is something that, like, a lot of people really need to understand Russia is a big place.
It's a big place.
As big as places get, geopolitical places.
Is it bigger than China?
So
it probably is,
also,
right?
Geographically.
I also want to mention that after the Fidel Castro passed away, it was announced on NPR that there's Communist Party all over the Middle East and all over the world, making tribute to the effects of Fidel Castro.
Do you think
the people who escaped his regime were partying in the streets
with vodka? I bet. Yep. Hey, do you think Sarah, since you are a communist, if you were to drink communist-made vodka versus capitalist-made vodka, that you'd be able to tell the difference?
Well, you know what? I never drink vodka.
What do you drink? What is Sarah's?
Spit it back out.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. It is pretty
harsh.
Well,
it depends on what you get. Because vodka, there's a wide spectrum. I mean, you can get like store brand stuff. Patron.
It's still going to be pretty harsh.
Patron tastes awesome. It's
really
expensive as It's okay. Expensive.
I'll take your word for
it. But it tastes like candy.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners. If you're like me, then you really enjoy Free Talk Live and the message of liberty. Yet you may not always have the time to listen to an episode of Free Talk Live. So you listen to the Digest instead. If you enjoy the Digest, please donate $5 to $10 per month to patreon.com/crblake86. That's patreon.com/crblake86. You can also donate with Bitcoin or Ether. See the show notes for further details.
You're supposed to be getting a functional adult. The way you get a functional adult is after you inform them how to function, then you have to allow them to
function. Let them try it. Yeah. Let them fail.
Yeah.
Right?
We were – I was – outside of my house, riding my bike on my street at 6 years old. By 7 years old, I was going around to the next street. I had to go on the busy road. My mom wanted me to walk the bike. After a couple of times doing that, I rode it. We went to the store. We played out in the woods. We did a whole variety of things. This is at 7 and 8 years old.
You mean you and your friends, you and your mom.
Yeah, and I think that it's so foreign to us today that even I, as the parent of a 9-year-old, find it hard to imagine to some extent. And my son just doesn't have any interest in going out and spending too much time in the woods.
He doesn't live in a neighborhood either. It's not like he can just go
go out in the woods.
Right, but there's not other kids.
But there's
kids.
Nothing in the woods to do.
Yeah.
I try to encourage him to go out there. And
well, of course there's things
the
to do in the woods as a child. You use your imagination. But usually you have friends along to do that too together, but that if you don't live in a neighborhood.
Wait,
it's
but
a
like
harder.
I'm saying like standing by yourself in the middle of the woods, like, oh, that's a tree. That's like what do you do? You know?
I'd like to see what happens if they remove the degrees liberal arts, communications, anything that starts with, that ends with studies, like all these what I consider to be basically useless degrees.
So only include degrees that are actually jobs.
Right. I want to see how much more you make as an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor.
Some of those things you can't do without college.
Right. Those things you need college for.
Yeah.
Many of the things you do not. You can go and study pretty much anything you want online. This is something I've battled with. I would really like to get a degree because I've raised with to believe that degrees are important, just like everybody else. I've got this little niggling idea in my head. Maybe it's a good idea for me to go back and get a history degree. I want to get a history degree.
Oh, why would you do that?
For fun?
He's bored.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Midlife crisis.
Go read about history. You'll actually learn something about history.
Well, right. There's all kinds of history on the internet.
If what you want to do does not require a degree,
don't do it.
Don't get a degree. Yeah,
I agree.
Young people out there, beware about these college recruiters. These are salespeople. They make this all
even
look
the
like,
ones that work in the high school, by the way.
Yes. That's what their job is to sell you on college. And I don't know if they make a commission on it, but, I'm sure their paycheck's pretty decent with nice benefits.
Well, usually it looks shady when you make a commission. So what they do is you get to keep your job if your numbers are up.
There you go.
There was a time when all school was paid for. Then the local government began to subsidize elementary school, kindergarten through sixth grade. Sixth grade, if you've ever gone online and taken one of the old sixth grade tests, it is a lot of information that if you know it, that you're probably going to be functional. Whereas sixth graders today don't know this same information by any stretch of the imagination. Then they began to add.
I don't know that information on that sixth grade test that you're
more
talking
grades,
about.
And as the government then got into high school and all that stuff, high school education became less and less valuable. To the point now that a high school education really is of not much value at all. When the government gets involved in college and everybody gets a free college degree, a bachelor's degree will be 4 more years you wasted for nothing.
Because it won't be worth anything because everybody will have it.
Everybody will have it, and it will then be essentially useless. You will then have 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade.
Then everybody has $100,000 in debt or 50 grand or whatever.
And then those valuable years which you could be learning how to do a job have now been spent going through government education, the vast majority of which is useless.
I had the same book in college, one of the college classes that I did in high school.
The
same book.
Yeah.
And even if if you do, or even if you are pursuing a career that does require a college degree, yes, if that's what you want to do, then now you have to go and you should do that in order to accomplish that goal. But you're still going to end up wasting a lot of time because you're going to have a minimum of 2 years of just complete BS. And then when you do get into classes that have anything at all to do with your career path, they're going to be watered down to a ridiculous point. You could get
so that
the
they
same...
can be taught by somebody who doesn't know how to do the job?
Right. Mm. And so that you can pass, you know, 100,000 people.
It seems like, you know, the cryptocurrency markets are going through a massive bloodbath today.
I think you're actually about a week late. We had Roger on
Thursday of last week, but you know, Facebook has that way of posting things on there. Yeah, I did see the cryptocurrency markets. Many of the altcoins
are down.
Went down, and Bitcoin down. Bitcoin went down, and altcoins went down worse.
Definitely. And so I've come to this realization that I don't think blockchain is the answer. I truly think that this Tangle thing that's come out, you know, blockchain 2.0. I think this thing project really needs to be given some serious thought right now. And I think the altcoins, I don't see why we have to have 1,000 coins out there and more ICOs coming out every single day right now. I think there's going to be a massive consolidation taking place here going into this.
A consolidation mean in a market like this?
Well, what I mean by that, and I mean right now I'm probably trading 30 different altcoins at the moment, and I have I've lost a substantial today. But the thing about it is you know, if you look at what people are looking for right now, they're looking for very fast transactions. We've seen, you know, I don't see how Bitcoin or Ethereum can go ahead and sustain the amount of people and the transactions that are taking place here. And with IOTA, you know, on this Tangle technology, it gets faster the more the network grows.
What is IOTA?
It stands for the Internet of Things.
This is the way a lot of people find out about the altcoins, right? They're looking at the top 10 and, there's something new in the top 10. What's that? Because there's hundreds of these things out there. So for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency. It's amazing. We have been huge fans of it here on Free Talk Live for a long time. But there's all these others, these Me Too kind of, we're doing Bitcoin, but we're doing it a little differently, which is basically what almost all of them are.
I think it's different than different. In many cases, they have, improvements.
That's what I mean. They've
slight
tweaked something.
And some profound.
They've tweaked something about the original Bitcoin code. Now, there have been some things that have been very different from Bitcoin. So Monero was one of those examples where they actually did like a completely original cryptocurrency, as I understand it, with the Monero code.
Yep.
So most of the other things that are competing with Bitcoin started as Bitcoin, and then they just edited the code because Bitcoin is open source, meaning that anybody who wants to can copy the code, edit the code, and then they release this new thing. It's Markcoin or whatever. And that's why there probably is a Markcoin if you went and looked it up.
I like the sound of that.
There are hundreds of these things out there. At the last time I looked, which was probably like a year ago, there were at least 600 of these alternatives to Bitcoin.
There's probably 60,000 at this point,
maybe,
including the Ethereum tokens that are out there.
Yeah, because not all of them are listed on all of the, you know, CoinMarketCap websites or CoinCap.io, where you can go and you can look at a glance and see a bunch of these different things and what they're worth and what their prices, you know, the changes have been over time.
What do you think the advantages of people going with you as far as an accountant is, people, especially libertarian types?
So there's a lot of accountants, which just baffles my mind because that's not where their paycheck is coming from, who seem super convinced that they work for the IRS.
Oh, boy.
And while I don't have the firepower to get rid of the IRS at this point in time,
You would if you could.
Absolutely. I will make sure that they don't steal any more from you than has to be the case in whatever your scenario is, I guess.
So you know your stuff when it comes to how to file things.
Yes.
And folks who want to connect with you, because, you know, most people want to do accounting stuff toward tax time, but there are people who need it throughout the year, right? Accounting services?
Most people is going to be just, you know, the April deadline. Mm-hmm. Some people have quarterly stuff going on. If you have employees, you have at least that. It just depends on what you have going on.
So you want to talk to, presumably you would like to connect with people who maybe they're currently doing their own taxes and are sick of it and want to have somebody just handle it for them and handle it better. and then also people who might already have somebody doing accounting that they want to get rid of and would love to bring a liberty-oriented accountant on to help them. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes.
I can't remember right now, you know, off the top of my head, but there was some math that was done relatively recently that I think it was basically a Satoshi is about 400th of a cent.
Okay.
Currently, you probably can, you know, whip this out on your, you know, computer faster than I could, but I'm really surprised at that. I mean, you know, when we were talking about Satoshis, the Satoshi is the last
smallest
decimal place for Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin goes 8 decimals.
Yeah, it goes 8 decimals. So currently, because Bitcoin has moved up in value so much, the value, you know, like a penny, a Satoshi's got to be like a 400th of a penny. That means that if Bitcoin increases by another level factor of 10, as it has multiple times now, if that'll make it a 40th of a penny. If it does another, it's a 1/4 of a penny.
Yeah.
If it does another, it's 4 pennies.
That's a big change.
You know, and if Bitcoin gets that big, and it could, then, you know, it's going to be very difficult to add a decimal place because it's been very difficult to do anything with Bitcoin.
Right, convince all the programmers to add some more decimals. Right.
Now, I think that we might be able to live in a world where the lowest denomination is four pennies, essentially. But can we live in a world where the lowest denomination is 40 cents?
So this is the three rules I made my daughter swear to obey in college. Number one, leave no one behind. Now, what the writer means, says Skenazy, is that when you go out with your friends to a bar or party, no one should get left behind. That sounds pretty good, she says, unless one of your friends lets you know that she wants to stay later than you or go home with someone else. In that case, it doesn't make any sense that you all have to stick together. This isn't a field trip. Obviously, you should help your companion if they're drunk or if you think they're making a bad move, but your role is friend, not duena. I don't know what duena means. Is that Spanish?
I don't know what duena is.
D-U-E-N-A. Worse, here's how the rule ends. Quote, no one goes to the restroom alone.
Woman of steel.
No one steps outside to take a phone call alone. No one is left alone, period.
Wow. That's
Wait, was that her interpretation?
This is a quote from the article she's referencing.
Y'all were talking about Bitcoin. I just got a little question. I seem to be confused about how it works. Because I was down at 7-Eleven the other day trying to get some lottery tickets. I said, I got some Bitcoin for you. I said, no, we only take U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I only got Bitcoin because I'm in a little bit of trouble here financially. I said, I'm sorry. So I'm just curious, can we use that anywhere practically?
Can you use, what was the last part of what you said there?
Can we use Bitcoin anywhere practically is what I'm asking.
Sure.
Not yet.
Well, you can use it practically on saveitpurse.com where you can.
He asked anywhere, Mark. Can you use it anywhere?
Oh. Well, anywhere can mean somewhere.
Okay, yes. You can use it some places.
Anywhere can mean everywhere.
Right.
Yes. So the answer is yes, you can use it somewhere.
Yeah.
The answer is no, you can't use it
everywhere. Right. 7-Eleven not accepting Bitcoin. But there are ways that you can spend Bitcoin in real life without people even realizing that's what you're doing. There are debit cards, for instance, out there that are backed by Bitcoin. That are loaded with Bitcoin and then converted at the time of the loading to U.S. dollars.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.